Glenn, when you're ready. Let's go. We're good? Okay.
All right. Good team win. It really was. To come up here, first off, to have a win like we did last week and to come out and prepare, have the right mindset, and put the work in this week to put us in a position to come out here today and have a good team win. I thought it was important. I thought it was important that we were able to put one game behind us, prepare the way you're supposed to prepare, but also have the mindset the right way to be able to play for 4 hours. And I thought that's what the guys did. I thought we were playing a team that had been playing really good football, had been improving, playing with a lot of confidence. They've been doing a good job against the run. We were able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides, I thought. Defense really came out and played much better today. They played faster. You can see the culmination of a couple of weeks now. Them starting to come together and playing the same calls and doing really the execution of those things and getting the signals. And I thought we were much cleaner with the substitutions on the sideline today. So all in all, I thought it was a good win. Really good win for us to come up here to Charlottesville, a place that's been historically a tough place for us to play. My first career win here, so I thought that was pretty cool too. But a lot of years of trying, a lot of years. So like I said, coming into the game, they were playing as good football as anybody in the conference. And for our guys to come out in that second half after getting a lead and continue to put the pedal down. Credit to the coaching staff for putting together a good plan. Credit to the players for executing and just all around a good team win. So with that, any questions?
Pleased are you that you're actually running the football effectively now and very consistently game to game now?
Yeah, I'm happy. Of course it's going to make me happy, but I'm happy for those kids. I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for those guys up front that are playing together. We knew coming into this game there were going to be some minus one, minus two runs. We knew there were going to be some 0 and 1 yard gains, and we had to stay with it. With the running game comes the perimeter game, the perimeter screens, the passing game, some of the shot plays. All in all, it opens up everything, and I think it allows the quarterback to sit back and really do what he does best, and that's be the coach on the field, manage the game, put the ball where it needs to be, and run the offense.
Rob.
How important was it for your team to set the tone to start that second half? You come out, score, and then I think the defense got a 3-and-out.
Yeah, it was. We talked at halftime about our MO has been playing 4 quarters. We're playing 4 independent quarters in every football game. 1 quarter's over, we play another. And we play for 15 minutes and see who comes out on top. And that's the way we're going about it. So really the first half had nothing to do with the second half. Challenge the guys at halftime to stay in the moment, to play together, to lay it on the line. All that mattered was that moment. It wasn't the outcome of the game. It wasn't the outcome of those plays. It was just staying in the moment. I thought they did that.
Jackson.
Had 300-yard running game back-to-back. And the offensive line, you're one of the nation's leaders in sacks given up. Like, what can you say about that unit's growth just throughout this whole year, just the improvement they've been making?
Yeah, it's what you want to see out of a group like that. They understand that you're only as good as your last game. So hitting that hard reset button every Sunday and getting ready to work again is important. Player availability is important. Being able to have guys available week in and week out. Obviously getting Jordan back a couple weeks ago was big for us. I think Corey being put back in and him and Ethan really sharing the burden there at the left tackle spot has been important too. It's taken a little bit of that burden off of Ethan as the true freshman. And I think it's been a good comeback story in the season for Corey coming back in and playing so many meaningful reps. So I think Jeep has done a wonderful job with those guys. I've said from the beginning what I thought of him as an offensive line coach. Being able to get those guys to believe in the plan week in and week out, to play young guys, to play new guys. I think the complementary part of the run game now is really starting to show its face.
Chad, was the game plan to run the ball so much today, or did you just take it when they were giving you?
Yeah, I think in offensive football, you want to be dictating. you don't want to sit back and say, well, they're doing this, we have to do this. You want to be able to dictate what you do. I can't stand the term reactionary. I can't stand that on either side of the football. We want to be aggressive. We want to dictate what the other side of the ball is doing. Right? And whether that's throwing the ball, whether that's running the ball, right? It's having balance, being able to play, you know, with tempo, all varying types of tempo. But again, we come in with a game plan. There's certain things we want to be able to accomplish. Right? I thought we were able to accomplish those. But
okay. These last 2 weeks, what area of your team are you most proud of?
All of the scout team guys that are getting these guys ready each week, that don't necessarily always get to make the trip, the guys that no one knows their name, the guys behind the scenes, everybody knows who the coaches are, the support staff, the analysts, the GAs, the ops people, people that everyone that you don't know who they are. That's who you do. I'm really, really happy going. Those are the people that make the thing go. It's not for the scout team players during the week. It's not for the administration. It's not for the ops. It's not for recruiting. Everyone within the entire football department of the organization, that's the people I'm most happy for.
Well, you guys spread the ball around. You had 10 different receivers, 2 really good tailbacks. It almost seems like there's an element of surprise when King takes off. I don't think he was touched on either touchdown.
Really? No. I should watch and see.
It didn't look like it.
That's pretty cool. Hopefully they did their jobs up front. No, it's when you're able to put the ball in so many different people's hands, whether they're spread out, you're having to guard them on the defensive side. There's a lot of option elements built into the offense that aren't necessarily under center fear, dive option. But shout out to Coach Johnson and the things that he was able to do here for so long, and then borrow a page from his book.
Didn't you plan for the field goal? They scored right before the half, and then second one, this is the first time you got over 500 since December last game, December of 2018.
Last question, on to the next. That's what we're worried about. As far as the first question, we're playing for points. We want to be able to get points to play that middle eight of the game, right? To be able to know when we're getting the ball in the second half, right? To finish with points. Yeah, that's what we're playing for. We got right there. I think we're about the 40, 35-yard line. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. So we started getting right at that fringe field goal. It might have been 32. I can't remember exactly where
it was. 33, I think he scored from, so yeah. And
so right at that fringe area of the field goal. I think our end-of-half field goal line was at 34 today. So we're right there at it. So we have one timeout left. So we wanted to be able to run the play, right? Clock comes down, bang the timeout, kick the field goal one half. He ends up breaking it and ends up scoring. So.
Rod, when you were talking about King and his ability to take it all the way, you have 2 guys in Jamal Haynes and Singleton. I imagine whenever you hear their number called, you have to feel in the back of your mind, hey, this play has a chance to go all the way they, how elusive they are, and their vision, cutting ability, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's really any play. When Buster calls the play, you don't necessarily always know who it's going to unless it's a definite run. But there's option elements involved, and there's RPOs involved. There's a lot of different people who can touch the football, and that's what we've got to stay. We've got to stay with our foot on the gas and continue to get better every week. And we've got a tough stretch this season. We really do. These guys, I think they're galvanized right now as a team. Hear the excitement, but when you work like you do 6 days a week, right, you only get 12 opportunities guaranteed in a season to come play and do what you love. I want these guys to have fun. I want them to celebrate and enjoy the moment.
Time for a couple more. Chad,
did you see Coach Curry here today? Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I didn't. I did not. I looked up on the we were getting ready to go out, and I saw on the Jumbotron, I think, and I looked over and realized in the game we were on. So,
okay. Let's wrap this up.
I guess just how's it feel? You told us a little bit personally, like after the media thing on Thursday, just the tough games you played and coached up here, but just how good does it feel to finally kind of get that monkey off your back and get a win up here?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty cool to come up to a place that you struggle with, but it's more exciting for these guys. It's more exciting for the players. It's about the players. It's about the coaching staff. Look, they didn't play here 25 years ago. I mean, me and Till and Winky, a only ones that have been up here 20 years ago. So I'm more happy for the guys that are freshmen, and we can start something different, you know, in the legacy of the phone.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Brandon.
Go Jaggers. Appreciate it.